This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JMCCSCI.com is the website, James McCanny. And he has a paid cast also with a variety of topics that you can... I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking to an absolute expert, somebody in the forefront of so many things and such a wide base. His wing generator we'll get to in a little bit, energy we're going to talk about. But let's finish up with this story about education, about what went on in England. I think this is the biggest story, certainly, of last week. It may be the biggest story of this week also. It may be the biggest story of the month, of the year. I mean, who knows the ramifications of this? I personally, I'm almost embarrassed for Americans by what 600 Muslims accomplished relatively easy. Just some conviction. I mean, it really wasn't hard. Why do we not see some church here in America do the same thing? I mean, Christians supposedly are everywhere, but yet we allow this. I'm baffled.
Yeah, I am too. But unless people really stand up in mass.
Mass? James, mass. 600 people is not mass. That's 600 people is not mass.
Right. But, you know, the schools take over families' lives. You know, it's supposed to be a place where you go and for education. But they literally take over. And from the time kids enter kindergarten to the time they leave as seniors in high school, that school dominates their lives. And I think the most average working parents don't have enough time to really understand what's going on until it's all over. It's like a flash, and all of a sudden it's over, and what happened, you know?
Yeah, and why is Johnny marching at a anti-gun rally now? Why is Johnny voting for a Democratic Socialist? What's going on here?
Right. Or yeah, why does Johnny think that the world is going to end in 20 years due to global warming?
Yeah,
you know, these issues get placed in, you know. There are so many. I could go on and on about things. I've been talking recently about the Challenger space shuttle accident, how I don't think that everything is really up and up on that whole deal. And there again, there's a case of a teacher who we think is a teacher. There's some question about this now, and who was drawn into the space program. And my question actually is, did those seven people die in the space shuttle accident? There's no, NASA has never presented evidence that those people died there. There's all kinds of funny business that happened after the Challenger space, the Challenger blew up.
You're talking about 1986? Was that 1986?
Yeah.
Was it Christine McCullough or something like that?
Christine McCullough, was the teacher selected by NASA to go into space, and every student in this country was watching that.
Yes.
And then to me, it just, there's something else going on there. And also there's the whole recovery issue is just tainted from beginning to end.
I've never heard
at
this.
Any rate, it's really NASA and what they did afterwards. There's, to me, they have never presented any evidence. And this is when people ask about the moon landing, which is a controversial topic. My simple answer is that NASA has made a scientific claim, and there's no second or third party independent verification. And that's what we have with the space shuttle. There's no independent verification of any kind that anybody died on that thing. You know, we saw them walking down the ramp. They're all waving a big photo op, and then the space shuttle goes up and it blows up, and you know, and all the rest of it. But there is not a trace of evidence that anybody actually died on that.
Well, then we got some soccer ball or something that supposedly survived, right? Wasn't that the crash where that soccer ball survived or something?
I'm not familiar with the soccer.
Let me ask you, talk about America in general, because I think.
But anyway, Daniel, let me just say that.
Okay, go ahead.
That was another issue with education, where it had a tremendous effect, whether planned or not or otherwise. Every student in this country was watching that day when that happened, and the clear message was, hey, kid, don't you try to go into space. It's dangerous. Only NASA can do it. And it shut down the whole space program and on and on and on. But anyway, there's a lot of very unanswered questions regarding that whole issue.
That's the first I've heard that. Fascinating. Let me ask you about America in general, because we're seeing, you know, the older generation, we have a certain value about America. Generally, we have a certain more conservative slant, more Americana look at the world. This younger generation certainly slanted the other way. I think there's too many people in the world, yada, 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 whatever we talked about earlier. We're seeing a divided America, and we're seeing the ability to have political reconciliation is becoming harder and harder to me. It's like these ideas are mutually exclusive, and it's getting to the point where they can't exist in the same realm. Do you agree with me, and where do you if so, where is this going?
Well, that's why I mentioned the Russian Revolution, because it was widely supported by youth, college, university-age youth. There was a tremendous amount of movement. And, of course, when these things happen, there's a lot of good intentions at the very beginning, but that's not the way it works out. And the people that, you know, the people that are trying to control this country, with the people that supported Ocasio-Cortez, for example, they're trying to fill a power vacuum in the Democratic Party, and they're doing a very good job, because the Democrats are in total disarray. And they have very, very aging people that they're trying to pick to run for the next presidency. And Pelosi, she's, you know, really, really old. They're trying to fill this vacuum left by the Clinton presidential loss with young people that are very vocal. And you notice they get a tremendous amount of audience on the news media every day, every day. Ocasio-Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez. And I likened it to the back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, the crazy lady talks to aliens, Planet X, we're all going to die, getting tremendous, tremendous news coverage, radio show coverage, news on the news every day. And this is not by accident. Somebody is promoting this through the controlled news media. And so the same with schools. The controlled narratives that you see the same news story given in the exact same way on 10 different news channels the same night. It's blanket coverage. Mm. You know, that's not by accident. The schools all teaching the same thing, you know, for fear that the teacher may waver off of the topic. The teachers can't talk about anything else except what's in the syllabus, which is all planned and charted for them. Used to be teachers wrote their own syllabus. Now the school writes the syllabus, and the teacher comes in, and they don't dare say a word. They don't mention any other books that are not on the syllabus. But some parent's going to come in and complain, and they're going to get fired. So it's all stacked and rigged now. And, schools are a big, big problem.
James, how serious is the schooling situation in America?
Well, the people in control have realized they're not going to change the mid to elder generation. They're working on the kids. And so when your kid goes into that school from the time he walks in or waddles in at kindergarten to the time they bounce out as 18-year-old seniors, they are being programmed. 18 years of basically programming. And it's not good.
So it's very serious. So when I ask you how serious is it, it sounds like this is gravely serious.
Yeah, this is as serious as all the nuclear power plants in the country leaking nuclear. This is serious. This is the top seven. I wrote an article Robert David Steele posted it on his webpage. But I said the top seven problems in the United States in education is right up there amongst the top ones.
Well, it's one of the only ones. It's also one of the only ones that people can have some control over. You know, it's very impossible for me as an individual. I'm not going to go stop the nuclear leak. I mean, we can get together and do something. But individually, I can change my child's education spectrum. I can do that.
Right. But now, here's the thing, too. For homeschooling, and if you go, a kid goes to, a private school, they require that for this kid to get a high school certificate, they require that you use the same textbooks as the public schools. So they got a hand in everything.
And, depends on the state. It depends on the state. Uh-huh. Missouri is the best. Missouri is one of the best. There's a few of them. Missouri is just about the best in the country. Their basic stance is, it's your child. You do whatever you want. Leave us out of it. That's basically Missouri's stance on it, which is what it should be.
I'll tell you something. I know a lot of people that homeschool their kids, and they are far advanced from the public schools. And typically, they'll go into a public school, and then they have to do some tests. They're usually a grade or two ahead of their peers, age-wise, in the public school system.
Is it true? I've said this on air. I've heard other people say this. A dirty little secret is these corporations, a lot of them, they're not telling you this, but they look for homeschool students, especially any kind of career that needs creativity or out-of-the-box thinking. They're looking for homeschool children because they know that that creativity has been educated out of the public school student. Is that true?
That's interesting. I don't know about that myself, but if I were an employer, I would definitely be looking at that, for sure.
Yes, I've had several people tell me that. If it's a career where creativity, out-of-the-box thinking is necessary, they don't want public. They specifically want homeschool students, if they can get them.
I had a guy who's bought all my books, and he's got a son that just was going off to college. And he said, son, when you go to college, you're going to have to learn two things, what James McCanney says and what they're going to teach you, because he's going into science. And he said, what they teach you in college so you can pass the test, but when you want to really know what's going on, learn what James McCanney is doing. That's what he told his son.
Wow. Wow. Hear, hear. That's the kind of talent we have on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this jmccsci.com is his website. He also has, a paid cast. He has books. He has information. You can learn a wide variety of scientific information on his website. I mean, you gotta hunt and peck through it and just volumes. Check it out. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. So good to be with you. So good to be with James. Stay tuned.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
James and I were just talking during the break. I didn't realize it was time to go on the radio. Just absolute pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, please check out his website, jmccsci.com. We were talking about the state of, we were talking about Yuri Bezmenov, the Russian defector, his warning for America. He says even if you start now and you immerse the children in patriotic teachings of our founding of our country and you warn them about the dangers of socialism, it's going to take 15 years, even if you start now. And this idea of diversity is strength that we hear. Diversity is strength. Well, I think those Muslims in Britain just showed you what strength is, and it had nothing to do about diversity. I don't see diversity as a strength at all.
No, diversity is a word that's used, like a lot of other words, to con people out of giving more of themselves than they really should. In other words, you don't count. You're part of this diverse entity. And I can tell you something. Mm-hmm. Universities always pound their chest saying diversity, diversity, you know. And none of them are. They get people from various other countries, and there's this illusion of diversity. But when it comes to thought and the real diversity that counts, which is free speech, there's no diversity at all.
You just said something very profound. I don't know if you realize it. It just hit me. You said with diversity, that means basically that your voice doesn't count. You're just part of this diverse landscape. So your individual opinion, it really doesn't matter. It's just part of a diverse landscape swath that we're just swathing over. And this is the culture and the strength. But your opinion, your values, your conviction means nothing. That is profound, right, James?
That's very different than America the Melting Pot. Understand?
Bingo.
America the Melting Pot was where the people came in and were then understood the values of the United States as a country, and together as a unit, we became much better. That's the Melting
Pot. That's strength.
Yes. Diversity is the opposite.
Mm. All right, let me totally change tunes here because I could go on and on about this education. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry if I offended you. I mean, one of our guests last week, James, even said if you're a bad parent if you don't get your children out. I wouldn't go that far, but it's something that needs to be considered. I can't stress to you how important it is and how virtually 80 to 90% of the experts we have in this show, if I ask them off air or on air, they're going to tell you the exact same thing. So that's why we harp on it so much. Anyway, let me change gears. Talk about the sun. I don't know if you know who Cliff High is. He is out there touting that the sun is getting cooler and it's actually shrinking. Is there any truth to that?
No. No. And I've heard various things too, where they're talking about an increase in cosmic rays, and that this is a cause of various other things. And it's like the cat, the dog wagging the tail, or is the tail wagging the dog. The reason we have more cosmic ray activity is because the sun's energy electrically is very low. The sun deflects cosmic rays, which are high-energy protons. And so the end result is that since the sun's energy is extremely weak, we have more cosmic rays. It's not the other way around. It's not that cosmic rays are causing the sun to do something or et cetera.
So is the sun weakening? So did you just tell me the sun is weakening?
The sun has been very weak since the year 2002. What happened during the 90s is Hale-Bopp was discharging the solar capacitor, which drove the sun up to extreme. It burned up a lot of the fuel in the sun's atmosphere. And so the nuclear fusion is not in the core of the sun, it's up in the atmosphere. So the sun's output is variable. And with a large comet like that, period of 6 years discharging the solar capacitor, the sun's energy went way down. So after Hale-Bopp moved out of the solar system, the sun's energy went way down, and we've had a very quiescent sun since 2002. They can't even identify the solar peaks and minimums anymore. It's just black. They talk about G-class flares as if there was something big. We were having 3X class flares a day when Hale-Bopp was in the solar system. So it's going to take a long time.
What is a flare? Tell us what a flare is.
It's like an explosion in the solar atmosphere that sends out a big burst of energy and charged particles. And so it's like the solar wind, but 100 times the average solar wind, and so it's a flare. But anyway, the sun is very quiet. We went for a period of 600 days in the mid-2000s without a single sunspot. You know,
there's
so
the music.
Anyway,
all right, we'll get to that on the other side. And we are going to talk about energy. We are going to talk about nuclear power plants on the other side.
James McCann,
JMCCSEI.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the costs of the police department's investigation into his claim that he was a victim of a hate crime.
Given that he doesn't feel any sense of contrition and remorse, my recommendation is when he writes the check, in the memo section, he can put the word, "I'm accountable for the hoax."
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is ignoring Republican calls to step down. During a hearing today, California Democrat Adam Schiff rejected claims that he promoted a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has a message for Schiff.
Congressman Schiff is really becoming Oliver Stone of the House. He's the Jim Garrison figure trying to look for somebody who actually shot President Kennedy. This is getting to be a bit ridiculous.
Graham was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Paramall.com, we really appreciate all your purchases. Now, we can't take credit cards without PayPal on the website. We fixed that. You know about that whole rigmarole. So when you go buy Hempanol, it's not on the website, but you can call Jay to get it. You know that, right, ladies and gentlemen, and you know why. So 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Of course, we have sales on the Helon and Lamb Cream. Ron Sally was on earlier. The magnesium gel, magnesium oil, Himalayan salt. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like salt, if you like food, well, who doesn't like food? But if you really want to enhance your food and actually, you know, you can feel an energy with the salt, as Martin said. Check this out at the Power Mall. The oregano, all the North American Urban Spice products are also on sale. The clay is on sale, Perrier's clay. Chemical, when I say chemical free, no sodium, lauryl, sulfates, or those kind of things, shampoos and conditioners from Vitamir, and also soaps, fantastic, actually help your skin instead of drying it out and put in toxins that absorb right through your skin. The Mother Earth Minerals is there, the Living Streams Probiotics and the Carbon 60, the Nitric Oxide from Cardio Miracle, and of course the ever-present Strauss Heart Drops, Wayne Elliott. Check those out. All at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. And if you don't want to purchase any of those, ladies and gentlemen, we don't get checks from George Soros. We get checks from you. Please consider calling us at the Power Mall and making a donation. You know, can you imagine if 1,000 people made a $20 donation a month? Or every other month, or every 6 months, or whatever, or $5 a month. And whatever you know, I don't know your situation, but if you can, consider it. And think about what we can do. We bring you vital information. There are very few outlets in this country who provide the information that we do. That's one thing that, I don't want to say pride, that's the wrong word, but Catherine and I and everybody here at the Power Hour have worked very hard to continue Joyce's legacy. And we feel as inadequate as we certainly felt when we started, and as daunting as that task was to continue her legacy, we feel that we've done something special here and unique, and that we can, you know, when it comes that day when I meet Joyce again, I'll be able to look her in the eye and she'll, you know, give me that wink and that attaboy, because I think we've done something here, and a lot of it has to do with you, so I thank you. And it has a lot to do with your purchases and your prayers and your donations and all that. So thank you so much. 877-817-9829 over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Now getting back to James. James, we're talking about the sun before, you know, a couple last thoughts. So are we going into a mini ice age? Is the sun cooler right now?
Well, I can't predict the weather or even climate, but the United States this year has had extreme weather, and it's just beyond the pale. What's going on right now with the so-called bomb cyclone, I'm very suspicious that this particular storm might be manipulated. I've looked at some of the conditions and some of the eye wall of the storm, and some very strange conditions that don't happen naturally. Let's just put it that way. The very quick drop in atmospheric pressure and the concentration of the storm, and then the moisture coming in from the south to create this storm. And of course, these can be natural events, but there's some things that look a little hokey here as far as being a natural event.
It's very daunting to think that the major weather patterns are being controlled, the major weather patterns are being manipulated. I mean, think about this. This is like Buck Rogers sci-fi. This is crazy that we're even thinking, having to think about this. Let's move down to the terra firma and out of the sky for a minute. Natural gas is a huge thing in America. The coal power plants was a huge debate the last election. The nuclear power plants have been the debate ever since Three Mile Island. There's been a steady debate about that. Where are we with power in America? Our vulnerabilities, our assets? What is important to know?
Well, it's a really, really big problem, and I'll just begin by saying this. It's my personal assessment that probably almost all of the electrical power generating companies in the United States will be heading into bankruptcy in the next 2 years. And that might be a shock to some people, but there's a reason for this. They're making a lot of big mistakes. And they made some huge mistakes in the past, and one is called nuclear power. Our entire fleet of nuclear power plants are over their lifetime commissioned, you know, and so there might be one or two that are hanging in at the end of their lifetime commission, but they're typically all leaking. They don't know. They never had a way to successfully go into the plumbing and understand what these nuclear power plants, how to or to correct them or to service them. So the whole idea was that at the end of their service lifetime, they will be decommissioned. The power companies were supposed to save money to do this, and maybe they've been putting money away, maybe they haven't. I believe they have not. But it costs a lot of money to decommission a nuclear power plant. It costs a lot more money to decommission a nuclear power plant that has physical problems. like the San Onofre. I never believed the story, that the standard story for San Onofre being shut down. But in Biscayne Bay in Florida, it's terrible leakage of nuclear waste into the environment. So, but here's the other thing. Right now, I've seen a bunch of people coming out of nowhere, people that I've never heard of before, saying, oh, there's the failure of alternative energy. We got to go back to nuclear. Nuclear, they're saying, is safe. It doesn't emit anything into the environment. It's pristine. No, nuclear power is the worst thing ever invented by mankind. And the fuel that they're using today requires cooling. When these plants were built, the fuel that they were to use did not require cooling. Now, the plants, part of their energy goes into cooling these. At Fukushima, they had 600,000 spent fuel rods up on the roof cooling, and when those babies went China syndrome, all of that fuel rod, the 600,000 plus fuel rods, went into the environment. This is not good. I mean, I just saw an estimate today, $40 trillion eventually to clean up Fukushima.
Oh my gosh.
And that doesn't reverse the physical damage to the Pacific Ocean. But anyway, so the nuclear power plants are a big problem. Xcel Energy in Minnesota, this is where they're based, went to the state government of Minnesota asking for, I believe, $2 billion to try and save their two nuclear power plants. So that's just two nuclear power plants, and they're relatively small. And the state of Minnesota said, we don't have that kind of money. So my estimate is, just because of the nuclear issue, Xcel Energy is going to be going bankrupt within the next 2 years, because of the huge cost of decommissioning these nuclear power plants. And they don't
Xcel Energy. What were they asking for? You say to just keep it going. What do you mean? What did they want?
They wanted money to upgrade and keep these plants operational, because if you looked at the decommissioning cost, it would be $10 billion. So they were just trying to keep these things running a bit longer.
Jeez Louise.
But anyway, then a lot of coal plants have closed. And even though people may not like coal, it's the most stable energy source for electricity we have in the United States. But because natural gas became very cheap because of fracking, then the effort was to convert from coal, either shut down the coal plant completely or convert it to natural gas, which a lot of them did because it's cheaper now. But in 3 to 5 years, when the fracking stops producing this huge amount of natural gas, most of which is being sold to China at a very low rate, so China can support its energy budget, which is huge, bigger than ours. The natural gas is going to become expensive, and when it does, your electric bill is going to go through the roof, and there's not going to be any way to convert back to coal.
Talk about fracking, James.
Well, fracking is putting explosives in the ground. The natural gas is in the ground. When you make the explosions, it puts pressure on and it forces the natural gas so you can pump it out. Now, the Dakotas are full of fracking. You see all over the Dakotas the natural gas releases and where they're capturing natural gas. So it's a big thing. It's a big thing all around the world. And the governments that don't care about their environment are doing it. But the real problem is, economically, that, okay, that's the easy gas. Once you've done that, now it's going to be really, really hard to get natural gas out of the environment. So these are all problems that are building up, which are going to cause probably most of the electric power companies to go bankrupt in the next 2 years.
Well, there's the music. We'll get more on the other side. One more segment with the great James McCanny, JMCCSCI. Stay tuned. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are have our final segment here with James McCanny. Later on this week, at the end of the week, I'm very excited about the William Federer coming on. And he has a new book series about the miracles in American history. And I've been telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you can go through the Bible and see stories and what have you, and then you can compare them to the American Revolution or different things. This has been an amazing time of providence in world's history on America, and to see where we're at, it just sickens me. But once we understand where we came from and we understand who we truly are and the hand of providence and who we really are, that's when everything changes to me. And that's the focus of the show. Obviously, we want you to be happy, healthy, successful, and free just like God made you, just like your creator made you. We're not trying to be divisive. We want a melting pot of ideas like America used to be, that melting pot. And a guest like James McKinney bringing just first-class, first-rate information right here, right now. Very important. James, we're talking about energy and about these power plants, these coal power plants, what have you. Most of the natural gas is going to China, you said, or at least the cheap natural gas is, a lot of it. It seems like we're in a crossroads here. We're in a very vulnerable situation.
Yeah, it really is, and the energy is central to everything. I made an analysis of a house. The average house in the United States, let's say, costs $300,000. Excuse me. And at the energy prices today, if you could bring down those energy prices, a house really should cost around $50,000 to $70,000, where the majority of that would be in the form of labor. So the people would not make less money who build the houses and the work and the laborers, etc., or the people that cut the trees, or the people that mix the cement. But everything has an energy cost. When you go to the ballpark and you get a hot dog, you pay $3. Well, the actual hot dog's worth about 2 cents. You know, so we're paying huge amounts of money for energy in everything that we do. And so the whole issue, the biggest issue around the whole world today is energy, and we cannot continue using the energy the way you were using it now. I mean, we have to also think about future generations, not the next two, but the next 20 or the next 50 generations, because what they're using up from natural gas and coal, etc., and that's all there is, and we're using it at a breakneck pace. The other thing I want to mention is that there is far more petroleum than anybody wants to tell you. If we burned a fifth of the petroleum that's readily available from Venezuela, from the Saudis, from the Gulf of Mexico, we would burn all the oxygen in the atmosphere. That's how much petroleum we have on Earth. So clearly we can't do that. And the people who are upset about global warming, my message to them is after 30 years of jumping up and down, they've not accomplished a thing. We have not reduced any energy usage whatsoever. So that ploy has not worked. In fact, that was the whole plan, was to say, well, in the 30 years, the temperature is going to rise by a degree, and nobody listens to it. And all the politicians pretend they do, but they really don't. So we have to take a real close look at simply using energy and how energy is obtained. Anyway, I'm working on that all the time with the wing generator. And now we're getting one last issue. We have these people coming out saying that alternative energy, which amounts to three-blade wind turbines and solar panels, that's not working, so that you should go back to nuclear. So you're being confronted with all of this tremendous amount of disinformation, and mixed with a planned obsolescence. The three-blade wind turbines, GE and Siemens, their core business is nuclear power and big power plants. It was never meant to succeed. It was only meant as to keep tree huggers and green, or climate change people at bay, thinking that there was hope when there never was. The whole plan all along was to maintain the Central Power Company. That was the core business, and that's what they did. And so now you'll see people coming out saying, well, that alternative energy doesn't work. We got to go back to the main source of energy, which is coal and nuclear, et cetera. Anyway, it's a big mess, but there is a solution, and that's what I started doing actually almost two decades ago, and it's actually coming to fruition now. So anyway, there is hope.
You're talking about your wing generator, and they can check that out on his website, jmccsci.com. You can find out about the wing generator. Certainly worth your time, ladies and gentlemen. He's put me on the list. I'm excited. I want one in my yard. I mean, this is fantastic, and there's a lot of uses. Let me switch gear. We just got a couple minutes left. you run in different circles than most Americans. And you know different people and you touch different industries and what have you. Some very intelligent, very aware people that you deal with, even in different, especially in different countries, Russia, what have you. What is their sentiment about the state of the world, but specifically America's divisiveness, America's politics, America's, the world's energy uses? Are they, are they up at night? Are they making plans to move in the middle of the jungle somewhere in a hole? Are they what? What are they saying to you?
Well, no matter where you go, everybody wants to be like the United States, whether they like it or not. A lot of people hate the United States because they're so successful. But, I mean, the United States is like the golden country. Everybody wants to go there. And if they could, they would. The only problem is most people really would not fit very well in the United States because they don't understand what it really means. And that's one thing that aggravates me is people in foreign countries don't understand what America is. It's not a paycheck. It's not the land of gold where you have to make a lot of money and live in a nice house. That's what they think. And that's the image that's presented. But basically, there are places in the world where people are happy living with very little, and they actually live very good. They have very good food. There's low crime rates. They don't have to close their doors. They are with their families a lot. And so there's some places in the world where people don't realize how lucky they are. So the world is a rather complex place, but the vast majority of the world is living in adverse poverty. Let me just put it that way.
This new green bill by Ocasio-Cortez seems to be spearheading this, or one of the voices spearheading it. I certainly don't think she wrote it. She's a front man, so to speak, for some kind of corporate agenda here. Your initial thoughts about this green bill, because it's just, this is a gas to me that we're even talking about this in America. Oh, there's the music. Last thought, about 20 seconds.
It's socialism. It's a socialism ideology as a front for a more nefarious plan behind it.
James, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Just fantastic to be with you. We can't wait till you come next month. We wish you luck in all your endeavors. We wish you safe and peace and happiness. And to everybody listening, have a fantastic couple days. We've got a great replay tomorrow. And then the end of the week, we have William Federer. Be a great interview. God bless you. I hope you have a great evening. James, last word, about 10 seconds.
Well, visit my webpage, jmccsti.com, and become part of the future.
Become part of the future. Wow, I like that. I might steal that. That's a good tagline, James. Right here. God bless you, man. We'll see you soon. See you, okay. See you, Mackenzie. Thanks.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.